Do scientists see the world in a different way? I mean, if you go through all those years of chemistry and biochemistry and physics and engineering, you choose a field, you get a master's and then a PhD. At the end of all that, you're going to know a whole lot of stuff that most people don't. But will you also think differently? We asked Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of the most famous scientists in the world, and you know what he told us? To go boil an egg.
Science is about measurement. There is no maturity of a scientific field until they have come up with a system of measurement. If you've ever boiled eggs to make hard-boiled eggs, and you notice that the outer edge of the yolk, the edge that's between the yolk and the white, have you noticed for some eggs it's brown and others it's not? Well, there's a reason for that. I learned from my wife, who has a PhD in mathematical physics and thought about this and made the measurements. So that turns brown if the egg stays hot for longer than necessary after it has become hard-boiled. So what you should do is, after the eggs are hard-boiled, immediately run cold water on them and leave it in cold water until they no longer feel hot to the touch. And then the outer edge of the yolk will stay the same color as the inside of the yolk. People wondering, oh, how soon will the water boil? I will take out a thermometer and I'll measure the temperature. It's 180 degrees and it's been heated for 20 minutes. I can make a judgment as to when it will be boiling. So scientists would have never come up with the expression, oh, a watch pot never boils. Measure the damn thing, okay? So that you will know. Little things like that, but it means you had to do the experiment. You had to be curious about it. Don't just take the world as handed to you. Question it. Experiment with it. That's the fun part. The day you've lost your curiosity is the day that the world is handed to you and you no longer interact with it. Other things, the Bengals were playing, I forgot who the other team was, Cincinnati Bengals, during the football season, and they kicked a 50-yard field goal, you know, a long field goal. It hit the left upright and careened in for the win in overtime. And I said, wait a minute, what's the orientation of that stadium? Did a quick calculation and ran the numbers, and I said, oh. Then I tweeted that the winning field goal of the Cincinnati Bengals was aided by a 1/3 of an inch deflection to the right from the rotation of the Earth. So that's how differently the world looks to a scientist. And this is just science literacy, by the way. I don't think you have to be a scientist to think this way. You just have to be curious. And what is a scientist? It's a kid who formalized their sense of curiosity in the world. That's really all that's going on there.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's an astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium in New York City.